Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's a story from Susie Johnson.
I work in the finance department of a mental health treatment center in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It was about 2 weeks before Halloween, and our group, we always like to get together and have a group costume. Last year, we were all bankers. We wore green visors and cuffs over our white shirts. And the year before that, we were pirates, and because, you know, money. So this time, we were sitting in our finance meeting trying to figure out what we wanted to do again for this year. And our manager, Cindy, says, okay, what are we going to do, guys? No one's saying anything, so I raise my hand. I'm like, why don't we do something simple? Why don't we all go as animals? I'll get my ears, and we'll all paint our faces with noses and whiskers, and we'll wear tails. No, it was totally shot down. Okay, I raise my hand again. Well, why don't we go as superheroes? We can go to Target. We can get T-shirts, Spider-Man, Batman. We'll get capes. It'll be super simple. What do you think about that? No, shot down. So my boss says, Susie, I know that you and William and a couple other people here really like to watch The Walking Dead. Why don't we all go as zombies? So I'm thinking, zombies, makeup, costumes. Okay, that's going to be a lot of work, but sure, we'll go as zombies. Time passes. It's a week before Halloween. Nobody's done anything. They're all looking to me. Susie, I thought you were going to take care of this. I wasn't going to take care of this, but okay. Let me go to Target. So I'm on the phone with Amanda. I share an office with Amanda. So I say, Amanda, I'm going to Target. Talk to me on the phone. Okay, we're going to get wigs. We're going to get makeup. Oh my gosh, look, there's official Walking Dead makeup. Perfect colors. Great. Party favors. Look, bubbles that look like fingers. Look, a big tray of mustaches. Candy. Perfect. Let's get all of that. We'll see you tomorrow. Coming to work the next day. It's 8:30. We have a costume contest at 9:30, and it's not just a costume contest. It is the all-staff meeting, and there's about 100 people in the company. So we're sitting down. We're all getting ready. We all decided that we were all going to wear all black, black shirt, black pants, black boots. Perfect. There's four of us dressed up that way. One person forgot. Not a big deal. So I go into the bathroom and I start putting on my makeup. I put black around my eyes. It's just huge. And I'm thinking, all right, I'm a zombie. I just ate someone. Let me put red all around my mouth. Oh, look, dirt. I'm a zombie. I fell into dirt. Blah, and I rub it across my forehead and down my cheek. I also got this wig at Target, and the wig was half black and half white, just like my favorite singer Sia, half black, half white, but it's teased out crazy. Put the wig on. I see these eyelashes at Target too with these little bows in it. I don't know why, but I really like them, so I slap them on my face too. I look like a zombie, a crazy zombie, but a zombie. I walk back into my office, and this is what my coworkers look like. Paris had one little scratch along the side of her cheek that she did in makeup. Esta was wearing all black, yes, but she had a hat on her head with a little veil. Amanda, my partner in crime, I bought her a long, straight brown wig that she brushed out very nice, and she pinned back both of the sides, and she put a headband on, and the headband has roses and this pretty little skull on the top of it, and her makeup is always perfect anyway, every day, but it looked just perfect, a little zombie kind of thing. And I said, dude, what are you doing? We're supposed to be going as zombies. She starts laughing at me. Oh my gosh, Susie, your face looks amazing. You know what? It looks like you just took your face and just dunked it in a bucket full of makeup. And I said, that is not funny. What time is it? Oh, it's 9:20. The meeting is at 9:30. We have to leave right now. Oh my my God, Susie, you look so funny. Everyone's looking at me. You look so great. Let's go over to the meeting. Oh, wait, first, let's take pictures. Oh, and I'm thinking, great, okay, oh my God. So we walk over to the meeting. It's 9:25. The meeting starts at 9:30, and everyone's already there. The only seats that are available are in the front row. So I end up getting a seat directly in front of our CEO, who is conducting the meeting. I can't look at anyone in the face. Instead of them saying, wow, your outfit looks really great, they look at me and they tilt their head to the side and they say, Susie, I love you. So I'm sitting at the conference table. The CEO is right there. I can't look up. My eyelashes that I have on my eyes are huge, and they're fluttering through my wig. I can't make eye contact with anyone. And the CEO is conducting the meeting, and I see him look over at me as he's talking, but he's not. I'm expecting him to maybe go, huh, yeah, look at your costume. He's not saying anything. He's making eye contact with me. I feel the entire room looking at me and laughing in a way that's kind, oh, look, she's funny, but also, oh my God, she's got the worst costume I've ever seen. What is she doing? What is she supposed to be anyway? I didn't like that. So the meeting wrapped up, and you know, there's 100 of us, so everyone's trying to get out of the room all at the same time. And I'm rushing past everyone. Susie, what is it? What are that you're supposed to be? I'm like, nothing. I'm not supposed to be anything. Run back into my office, run into the bathroom, wash all of the makeup off my face, take off the wig, brush my hair. And it's like the costume never happened. I go back over to my desk. I see the party favors. I see the mustaches. And I put one on my face, which is what we all should have done in the first place. And next year, we're doing something simple. We're going to be burglars.
Susie Johnson with a story about being a lone zombie.
A story about overdressing or underdressing. I bet most of us have stories where we have gotten the idea that everybody was going to be in on something with us, and it turns out we're the only one.
Just that image of sitting in a meeting with 100 other people right next to your boss and not being able to look up.
My mother and I were on a cruise once. We thought everybody was dressing in togas for dinner. We were the only two dressed in togas. It was very embarrassing. So I was right there with Susie. And you know, Michael, she expressed embarrassment in so many wonderful ways, particularly with her voice. She made it come alive with her rhythm. She made it come alive with dialogue. The descriptions of everything she bought at Target and of what her face looked like. More than anything, her laughter and her sort of hysteria as things seemed to go from bad to worse. I mean, she just was reliving this story in front of our ears.
She had such a great spirit, and I just kind of hope it doesn't get squashed, being that she's the only one who took part in this zombie party.
Well, I get the feeling that she's going to be much more cautious in the future, or at least that's her goal. And I think if you go as burglars, that's pretty safe.
It's funny how she referenced Sia because of the black and white wig. But if she wore the wig of Sia, she wouldn't be able to see because Sia wears a wig covering her face.
Which is pretty funny since her name is Sia. Yeah. I love that she mentioned Sia because this is an allusion to pop culture that can help listeners identify with her, right? So maybe listeners have never been in this situation. Maybe listeners cannot quite get into the spirit of this, but whenever you bring up somebody from popular culture or from current events, you're forging a connection with your listeners because many people know that person. And, oh, that's your favorite singer. Well, whether or not she is my favorite singer, I get you. We live in the same world, and that's a great storytelling technique.
Regardless, I wouldn't mind working in the same office as Susie.
Yeah, I think Susie sounds like she's a lot of fun, and she sounds like she takes over from people who don't want to maybe do some of the more difficult tasks. That may be saying too much, but just the fact that somebody walked up to her, took one look at her and said, or a number of people said, I love you, Susie. I mean, that kind of says it all, that this is Susie, that Susie really steps up to the plate. And here's one story that shows us just that.
Thanks for bringing that story in, Karen.
By the way, Michael, I just wanted to correct something I said. We were talking last month in reference to a story, and I said that line, "A rose by any other name would smell as sweet," and a number of listeners corrected me. I attributed that to Gertrude Stein, when of course it is a Shakespeare quote. What I was thinking of was "a rose is a rose is a rose," and that's why I attributed it to Gertrude Stein. And I appreciate so much our listeners who wrote to me and said, "Karen, you don't know what you're talking about." So I really thank our listeners for reminding me who said what.
Well, that's what you get for quoting Shakespeare.
And I should never quote Shakespeare, Gertrude Stein, or anybody else.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in. We'd like to hear more stories from our listeners. How can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or our website has contact information as well as archive stories at WLRN.org, Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.